Take My Breath on 5FM. Cassie football, massive part of our footballing culture. Morgan Gold understands that better than almost anyone. Jude caught up with him today on Extra Time.
Five Drive, Extra Time with Jude Van Veek.
On Extra Time today, I have Karen Sekukune, United Disky Challenge assistant coach, former Bafana Bafana, Kaizer Chiefs, Super Sports United defender, Morgan Gold. Welcome to Five Drive on 5FM.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
How has retirement been so far? You retired recently.
Yeah, retirement has been great. Obviously, I retired from playing, but I'm still part of the football fraternity, you know.
100%. And I've got you on today to talk about Kasi football. There's a tournament called the Kasi Cup happening tomorrow. For those listening who might not know, how would you describe Kasi football?
Well, Kasi football is everything raw, you know. If I take you a little bit back, you know, back in the townships, what we do, there was no, like, proper goals. You know, we take a rock and put one rock on one side and one rock on the other side and just create a ball. If you had a ball, you were fortunate enough, but we'd, like, collect, like, dirt bags, plastic bags, and just wrap it up and make it a form of a ball. And now Kasi Cup has come in, it's brought all the facilities, all the equipment, and yeah, they're trying to unearth, giving us less problems to make the balls and make the goals. Mm. They're giving us the opportunity to just show up and showcase our grassroots talents that we have.
You speak about grassroots, and if you look at South African football as a whole, what makes Kasi football important in this country?
Look, it's our identity, you know. To be honest with you, if you look at countries like Brazil, Argentina, they still have their identity, and our identity in South Africa is the flair, and we're very athletic when it comes to the sporting world. So if we can take our identity that is planted in the grassroots level and mix it up with the westernized world where science plays a big role, I think we will definitely have a bright and a greater national team.
For sure. I always find clips online of Kasi football, and I quite enjoy it. And I spoke about the tournament that's happening tomorrow. How will this tournament help with the development of Kasi football?
Look, it's going to help tremendously, because firstly, Red Bull has taken the initiative to come to us as a touch of people and just to showcase and take it to the next level and unearth that talent, take that talent and enhance it where it's not just, it doesn't just die out in the townships. Because if I look back, there was a lot of players that had the ability, had the skill much better than what I was, but didn't have the right mentality, didn't have the right places to go to. They were always well known in the townships, but I took it to the next level where I got scouted and I took my game to the next level. So it's one of those where we need to invest more into the township football, and I can tell you we will be one of the bigger countries when it comes to the football fraternity in the world.
I know the tournament isn't being broadcast. What are the details of the tournament if people want to come and check it out, and what can they expect when they get there?
Look, firstly, we need to observe protocols. Everybody needs to wear their mask and sanitize. It's going to be taking place in Alexander, which is on the 9th, which is tomorrow. There's going to be two semi-finals and one final, and there'll be a surprise package in between just before the final. They'll have like a celebrity game where me and a couple of my friends are going to be partaking in it. Listen, there's a lot of surprises on the day. Even with the prizes that are going to be handed out, there's going to be a lot of surprises, and people must just come out in their numbers. Obviously, observe the COVID protocol and sanitize. If you don't have your mask, you will not be allowed in the venue.
Former Bafana Bafana defender Karen Sekukune, United assistant coach for the Disky Challenge team, Morgan Gold, thank you so much for joining us on 5FM, and all the best for tomorrow in the game that you're involved in.
Thanks a lot for affording me the opportunity. I hope my legs will keep me up because there's a lot of great players that are going to be partaking in the game, and you know how football is. At our age, you need to win at development stages. It's more about just developing and showcasing what we have.
Five Drive, Extra Time with Jude Van Veek.
If this was a real bit of extra time, this is when the ref would blow the whistle because it's finished.
Put that on catch up.